The place of herbs in rational therapy. The use of charcoal for inflammation, insect bites, etc. On one occasion, a physician came to me in great distress. He had been called to attend a young woman who was dangerously ill. She had contracted fever while on the campground and was taken to our school building near Melbourne, Australia. But she became so much worse that it was feared she could not live. The physician, Dr. Merritt Kellogg, came to me and said, "Sister White, have you any light for me on this case? If relief cannot be given our sister, she can live but a few hours." I replied, "Send to a blacksmith's shop and get some pulverized charcoal. Make a poultice of it and lay it over her stomach and sides." The doctor hastened away to follow out my instructions. Soon he returned, saying, "Relief came in less than half an hour after the application of the poultices. She is now having the first natural sleep she has had for days." I have ordered the same treatment for others who were suffering great pain, and it has brought relief and been the means of saving life. My mother had told me that snake bites and the sting of reptiles and poisonous insects could often be rendered harmless by the use of charcoal poultices. When working on the land at Avondale, Australia, the workmen would often bruise their hands and limbs, and this, in many cases, resulted in such severe inflammation that the worker would have to leave his work for some time. One came to me one day in this condition, with his hand tied in a sling. He was much troubled over the circumstances, for his help was needed in clearing the land. I said to him, "Go to the place where you have been burning the timber, and get me some charcoal from the eucalyptus tree, and pulverize it, and I will dress your hand." This was done, and the next morning he reported that the pain was gone. Soon he was ready to return to his work. I write these things that you may know that the Lord has not left us without the use of simple remedies, which, when used, will not leave the system in the weakened condition in which the use of drugs so often leave it. We need well-trained nurses who can understand how to use the simple remedies that nature provides for restoration to health, and who can teach those who are ignorant of the laws of health how to use these simple but effective cures. Soon there will be no work done in ministerial lines except medical missionary work. Counsels on Health, 533. Drugs not recommended. You are not justified in advocating one school above the others as if it were the only one worthy of respect. Those who vindicate one school of medicine and bitterly condemn another are actuated by a zeal that is not according to knowledge. With Pharisaic pride, some men look down upon others who have received a diploma from the so-called standard school. The use of drugs has resulted in far more harm than good, and should our physicians who claim to believe the truth almost entirely dispense with medicine and faithfully practice along the line of hygiene, using nature's remedies, far greater success would attend their efforts. There is no need whatever to exalt the method whereby drugs are administered. I know whereof I speak. Brethren of the medical profession, I entreat you to think candidly and put away childish things. They resort to drugs when greater skill and knowledge would teach them the more excellent way. Extracts on Medical Work, pages 19 to 23. Also, Loma Linda Messages, page 62, it says, "The truth for this time, the third angel's message, is to be proclaimed with a loud voice as we approach the great final test. This test must come to the churches in connection with true medical missionary work. We are told that in time of trouble, there will be sick ones, plenty of them, that will need help, so because of the need, but also for their own sake, they should, while they have opportunity, become intelligent in regard to disease, its causes, prevention, and cure. And those who will do this will find a field of labor anywhere." Counsels on Health, 506.